Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah. I can't.
Oh, hey.
I can't.
My voice almost got through
almost. Anywho, Sarah, what's our contact info so people can contact us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I am still dealing with fun allergies.
Oh, my. Still?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's gotten better, but...
You sound a little better.
I feel like I sound better. I feel fine. I just have like the itchy face, and my throat gets all raspy in the morning when I wake up because I breathe like this with my mouth sexy. Wide open. I know, very sexy.
At least you feel better.
I feel better now that I'm like on different
all the drugs.
I've tried so many different ones. But then like at night when I do go to sleep, my nose gets stuffed up again. I think it's because I'm laying down. So I feel like I sound, maybe it's just because of the pressure in my nose and my ears. I haven't taken anything today because my dentist forgot, but my ears are all plugged up because of the sinus pressure.
Yeah, you definitely don't sound amazing, but you sound better.
Yeah. So if you guys like this raspy voice, let's see. I can't do anything about it.
you can record something sexy for them if they want and charge that big money.
Right.
Hell yeah.
But just a quick update. How are you feeling? I gave my update on how I'm feeling.
I'm getting through it slowly but surely. I am trying to keep my cool, trying to keep my patience, but I am not that great at it. So, you know, I've had a few meltdowns. I found out I was supposed to get a CT scan on tomorrow, mm-hmm. on Thursday, and because they have a staffing shortage. Mm. They had to reschedule, so now it's not for another 2 weeks.
Oh,
and it's just
Jesus.
Kind of stuff like that that kind of, I feel like, continues to happen that really gets me sad. But, you know, just trying to day by day. I'm trying to be a strong bitch, but in reality, like, sometimes I'm just not a strong bitch. Sometimes I'm a weak-ass bitch, and it's okay.
Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is just give yourself a break and cry.
Yeah, girl, I've cried so much this month, let me tell you. And we know how often I usually cry, which is a lot because I'm a little crier. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to still kind of play with foods here and there, kind of see what is good, what's not good. But, meanwhile, I've been taking all the drugs as well to just kind of keep whatever happening at bay. But... you know, we'll see. To be continued.
Right. I know. Fascinating journeys of our medical issues.
I really, seriously, I mean, I turned 30, December? And here we are. So cool. So freaking cool. I blame it on that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's judge other people. How about that? Does that make you feel better?
I would love to. You know, honestly, people say that judging other people is really like, doesn't make you feel good, doesn't make you feel better, is really just a reflection. You're just projecting this, that, and the other. Not going to lie, sometimes judging people does make me feel better. So I am ready for this.
Especially when they're putting it on the internet for you to decide, for you to actually judge.
Exactly.
And that's why I love like the Am I the A-hole stories, or this one is on the true off my chest. So they actually get like stuff off their chest that's true to them.
Oh, kind of like a confession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and this one I found interesting. And it's this guy says, I left my wife because I'm sick of everything needing to match her quote unquote aesthetic. That is the word aesthetic has been like thrown around so much, I feel like, in the last year or two. It's all about the aesthetic. Like,
is that kind of like, you know, if you buy a new house or whatever and then you dress it up exactly how you want it type of, that's what it kind of means, right?
Yeah, like an aesthetic. It's like the vibe. So you can have like a goth aesthetic. Like my house is kind of a weird mix of goth, quirky person and like nerd aesthetic, right? Like it's not just one. But there are certain aesthetics that people strive for, like the Instagram aesthetic, whether it's like the way you look physically, like your face or whatever, whether it's the makeup aesthetic, you know, that, whether it's the way you dress, the way you take your pictures, the way your house is set up. I feel like a lot of the minimalistic things, like the Kim Kardashian aesthetic, like whether like both her looks and her home and everything is very popular.
Okay.
Like on the Instagram and like TikTok and stuff, that's an aesthetic a lot of people strive for, or at least want to pretend they have.
What would you describe that as? Like neat, perfect?
Nah, minimalistic
together
aesthetic.
Oh,
the minimalistic aesthetic. Where have you seen pictures or videos of our house?
No.
See, I have for work reasons. But literally, like, nothing on the walls. Like, everything looks...
Is everything really white?
White and, like, grays and beige. But there's nothing fancy about everything. Like, everything's super basic. Like, the tables and chairs and couches.
Everything. So it doesn't really look lived in?
No.
Okay.
The kids' room, the kids' rooms look more like kids' rooms, but, like, their playroom, I think I saw a video of it. But it's still very well organized. And yeah. Kind of in the same aesthetic, but not as bad because they're kids.
Well, they probably have like 18 nannies running right. around being able to make it look like that, even the children's room picking right. up after all their toys and stuff.
Right. But this person says he left his wife because he got so sick of everything needed to match her aesthetic. So he says, I know it seems like a dumb thing to end my marriage over, but after dealing with this for so long, I'm finally done. My wife and I are both in our 30s and we have a daughter. My wife has always been pretty into appearances, but it was never that bad. She just wanted things to look nice when people came over, which, you know, sure.
Yeah, everyone just kind of does.
Then she started an Instagram page for moms and got a massive amount of followers. About 400,000 since our daughter was born.
Oh.
Ever since then, I feel like I don't live in a house. I live in an Instagram photo shoot. There can't be any proof we actually live there. My wife stresses so much about things looking good that she doesn't actually enjoy the moment. She started a fight with me right after our daughter took her first steps because I had to put my drink down on the table behind her and it's all she could see and how she needed to edit it out of the video. She called me a selfish prick for putting my drink down on a coffee table to watch our daughter take her first steps. So she wasn't excited about the video. She was mad that there was a drink in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's kind of giving you a better idea of what her aesthetic is. Our daughter's bedroom is just a mass of beige and cream. There are barely any toys in it, which is fine while our daughter is small. But now that she's getting older, my wife refuses to buy her any toys that don't match her aesthetic. My mom took my daughter to the store and let her pick out a toy, and she picked out this dollhouse from the show that she watches, and she got all the dolls and furniture, and my wife told her that she had to keep it at my mother's house because there was no place for it at home. She absolutely has room for it. My wife is convinced I'm leaving for another woman, I'm having an affair, etc. But I'm not. I just can't keep feeling like I live in a museum where I can't touch or move anything. I can't even build a blanket fort with my kid without my wife flipping out that they're decorative blankets that she had folded special way. And I'm not going to force my daughter to live in an aesthetic. I tried to encourage her to seek professional help. She insists this isn't a problem and she doesn't need therapy. So basically, she's a mommy influencer.
Uh-huh.
And wants to make sure that every single happy moment is perfectly, like, this would be like when people think of like the 50s, like the moms wearing the heels, vacuuming the house with a pearl necklace.
Oh yeah,
and stuff.
Not good and a short dress.
Right, but this is like, oh, I gotta look nice, like the mommy blogger.
Well, my first question is she making money off this?
I'm sure she is.
And if so, how much? Because I feel like that's definitely a big one, because I feel like if this, you know, if she's actually making a profit, if she's, you know, this is her career and she's making enough money to support all of them, then that's kind of, I mean, yes, I think it's totally overblown and, you know, mm-hmm. it sounds like a little bit too much for sure. But if she's raking in that money... I mean,
but the thing too is like how much of her followers are real? Because like I'm not saying she bought her followers, but a lot of times bots will follow these accounts trying to get either your attention. So,
well, the question is it's definitely a question of like, is she actually making money or not? And if she is it like supporting the whole family or if it's just a little bit, is it even worth it type of thing? But yeah, I mean, regardless, she sounds like a headache, and it sounds like he can't even live in his own house. It sucks that she didn't go to therapy, or there wasn't a compromise, or there wasn't like one or two rooms that can have her aesthetic and then the rest of it can be more lived in and real, because it definitely does not sound like it's real. Well, I guess it's her real life, but
yeah, I'm like looking, trying to find his responses, and I'm not really seeing like the actual responses. So I'm wondering, because I saw someone respond to it, but it wasn't the same person who posted it. It's happened to me before where I posted something and someone stole my post and that post got popular.
Yeah.
And so I tried replying. I'm like, wait, no, I don't look like I'm the original creator here, because somebody else copied my post and reposted it. But somebody was saying that it's more of a money and attention thing. Like, she does get money through like ad revenues, like and when she does sponsorships and stuff.
Okay.
But it's mostly in a attention thing for her. So that does definitely in my head seem like a therapy needing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, she's not really like making, she's not the breadwinner because of this. Then definitely, I mean, either way, I feel like she, I mean, she essentially lost her husband over this, it sounds like. So if she wanted to save that marriage, she should definitely try anything and everything she can. And maybe her OCD-ness when it comes to all this does need to talk to someone so they can have like somewhat of a compromise. But also this guy said that he doesn't want their daughter living in this. Well, even if you're divorced, she's half the time going to be living in this.
Well, and like I'm reading out some of the comments, they're like, if you're going to get divorced, make sure there's some sort of privacy clause with the agreement, like the separation agreement and with the parental agreement, which makes it so that she can't post either in certain places or a certain way or a certain amount of photos of their child on social media.
Oh.
So that is a thing that people have done or can do.
Yeah, so you can't like use the child for for the gram, for the cash, temper out.
That's what a lot of people say. And you could see it in some like YouTube families or in some like Facebook or Instagram people. Like they use their children as props or they're using their children as money machines. Mm-hmm. Like I saw a screenshot, like it was like shaming awful parents on YouTube or whatever or online. And like these parents came in, they're like, we're doing a reaction video to our kids' report cards. And it's just like these poor kids, like, why does every moment of their life have to be documented this way? This person on Reddit replied to them and says, I have a friend who is a mommy influencer. Well, had. I couldn't stand seeing how she curated her feed over her children's happiness. All of the quote unquote happy moments were fake. The kids were mad, posing for pictures after pictures. And she would hide the mess, bribe them with treats, get the perfect curated picture for her feed, and then proceed to ignore them and interact with her followers. It blew my mind to see the behind the scenes of what it looked like for a picture perfect life. But at least by leaving her half of the time, let's hope she can actually be allowed to be in a messy kid who has some fun. And that's the thing. I see like some kids get annoyed with this whole life, like and I noticed that even with my little brother who's three, like, I mean, granted, we're not posting like a million pictures of him or anything on social media, but because we have these handy dandy phones, like any cute thing you want to take a picture of, and he'll get mad, like where he's just like, either he doesn't feel like it or he wants your full attention. He doesn't want you taking pictures.
Sounds like my fiance.
Right. So he'll just say, no cheese. Like, because you say cheese.
Yeah.
He says no cheese, and he'll either, like, move your phone out of the way, and, like, he wants your full attention, or he's just like, leave me alone. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's where it's, like, kind of, like, it's a fine line between, like, if you're the mother and this is now your career, you know, I mean, I see that with, I've been watching Teen Mom since they were 16 and pregnant, right? And now their kids are 12, 13, they're old. Mm-hmm. And some of the cast members have quit the show because they're teenagers now. Mm-hmm. And they don't feel comfortable saying everything else they would feel comfortable saying when they were younger because they didn't care, didn't really understand. No. And their friends didn't watch the show on TV, right? And it's kind of like, oh, wow, but now they're like little adults and they want to be more private. But then again, it's like, well, you're making all this bank. This is your career. This is what you're known for. So I get that kind of fine line between, okay, well, what can we do or what can't we do? And some of them are still on it and the kids seem totally fine and others have left the show completely.
Yeah. And like it's an invasion of their children's privacy. And you got to think at the end of the day, the child is its own living, breathing human being. And yes, you're responsible for them. But this could, you know, potentially come at a lot of risks, like putting all that information and pictures of your kid when they get older. Like they're not consenting to that. They may not feel comfortable. Like, hey, here's a picture of my bare butt on the internet from when I was a kid. Like, OK, cool. That's great out there.
You have the flip side of it. And like for me, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Like if you were the mom or if it was you,
no,
the kid.
No, if I was the child, right? Like my dad talked about me throughout my entire life. People knew way more about me and what I wanted to do or didn't want to do to my body, to this, to that, the other. And I had no problem with it. I thought it was hilarious, right? So you have that flip side too, but everyone's different, so.
But I feel
you
like
you kind of wouldn't know.
I feel like the whole influencer aesthetic, the making everything picture perfect is a little heft up. Like I've seen, like I was watching a TikTok and this girl was talking about how she was taking these pictures for her sorority for flyers and stuff to get people to join, sororities and stuff.
Ooh.
And so they had like this big carnival and they're and the people, the leaders, people in charge are like, here, take this cotton candy and go look like you're having fun.
Yeah.
They didn't say go have fun. They said go look like they're having fun. At the end of the day, nobody ate the cotton candy because they didn't want to get
fat. They
were
watching their waistline.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're like holding
pure sugar. Who has cotton candy after the age of like 5?
I mean, it's one of those like when I'm at a ball game, I want a taste of it and then I'm over it.
Yeah. You don't actually go and get the whole thing and then eat it. It's just pure sugar. But I feel like that's kind of the same with like a lot of pictures though. Mm. You know, not even like influencers, but like, let's say you're like posing for someone's wedding or whatever. They all say like, look like you're having a great time. Someone say something funny, start laughing, even though nothing, you know, because those are the most, I don't know, fake looking real pictures. So I think it's for everything.
But I think the point I was trying to get is to kind of go into this comment somebody wrote. Sissy underscore Miss says, I've commented this before, but I'll never forget this cute little girl at the Winter Park. Her mom bought her a fancy, very over the top hot chocolate with candy canes and a mountain of whipped cream and marshmallow snowman sprinkles. This little girl was so excited, but the mom had her posing for several pictures with it. And at the end, the girl only had enough energy to keep fake smiling as the hot chocolate melted. Then she and the mom had a sip and threw it out as it was all melted and not impressive looking anymore. Then the mom just sat there using her phone while ignoring her daughter who started climbing over the decorations. I'm assuming to post on social media. It was very sad to witness.
Like, I would still eat that beautiful hot chocolate melting.
Why would you throw it away?
Hot chocolate's still good, even if it's, you know, not perfect.
And that's like the unfortunate thing, like they're using their kid as a prop along with the hot chocolate and then they throw the hot chocolate away. Like, and I have no problem, like you get something cool, like when you go to like a brunch place and you get one of those fancy mimosas or Bloody Marys or whatever with like the chicken wings in it or whatever. I got a mimosa once with French toast in it.
Chicken wang. Oh yeah, they can make some crazy things.
Like, I understand wanting to take a picture with that. Maybe you're in the picture if you're with your significant other, or if you got a little kid and you got the hot chocolate, of course you're gonna want a picture. But in my head, I always thought, let me take a picture of it. And then I'll, like, especially now that I have a little brother who demands more attention, and also I don't want to get judged by other people. A little bit of both. Like, I'll take pictures of him.
At least you admit it.
Yeah, I'll take pictures and then put it away and take a look later and post it later. If I'm going to post.
Girl, you don't even post anything. Don't
no, but
that.
If I'm going to, usually I'm, when I post, I mean I'm sending it to my parents or friends. Like, okay, in a private chat. But you know what I mean? Like, I put my phone away is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But posting takes more time and more like, okay, what should I write? What should I caption it? What should I tag where I am? Blah, then rather just sending it to your friends.
But if
like,
I'm sending it, I'm going to have to answer, what are you guys doing? What is that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, actually have long conversations with 5 people. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to put my phone away. That's what I mean by that.
My thing is like, I do the same. I will take pictures or videos and then I will post them later.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make no sense because it's like midnight that I'm posting all of this and it's date, you know what I mean?
Right,
so I understand with people with like, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, no one really cares because I don't really care if, you know, I don't care when people watch it or not. But if you have so many followers that are constantly messaging you, I get they'll be like, wait, how are you there? Why? I thought you were, you know, like.
At the same time, like, does it like unless you're actively posting something like a Twitter thing where it's like you're like at a stadium, like live tweeting a Seahawks game, or you're live tweeting from Comic-Con where it's supposed to be live, then sure. But I can see somebody like going to a Comic-Con, taking a million pictures and posting them in the afternoon or when they get home, like that sort of thing. Like, I feel like one, it's like it is a safety thing, because I remember reading that Emma Watson, the gal who played Hermione,
Harry Potter,
she doesn't take pictures with people anymore. Like, she'll sign an autograph, she'll talk with you, but she won't take any pictures because she says it's a very dangerous thing, because people post like, hey, I'm outside Starbucks and I just ran into Emma Watson, and then people see that and flock to her. They know her exact location in a second's notice.
Yeah, but literally if you see Emma Watson anywhere, you can easily just tweet that or status that, right?
Yeah, like you can, but now they have proof though. Like, there's a picture of her, like her, me with her. If they take a picture of her from far away, well, is that her? Maybe it's not. You're just lying to get tweets. You don't know.
Well, okay. If anyone I know posted anything about that, I'd immediately believe them. I wouldn't think they were lying to get me to go to this random place. You know what I'm saying?
But like, it just takes the wrong,
I don't really think
weird
that does
person
much for. It's just to not take pictures, because if she's going to be out in public, people are going to know and people are going to talk about it because she's really famous, right?
But like in that moment, like, hey, let me pinpoint exactly the street you are on right now. Like, that's why she doesn't take pictures, what I mean. So on a, like, if you have these children, you're posting in the minute, like in the spot. I'm not saying that you can or shouldn't or it's going to happen. I could see why some people are uncomfortable by it, is what I mean.
Yeah, and I can also, like, see the flip side of it. If this is your job, why people do it all the time. Do I think it's extra? Yes. Do I think it's probably annoying to the kids, to the significant others, to the house that has to be perfect all the time? I do. But however, this is like the world we live in, right?
And that's the unfortunate thing. It's like, we need to change it. We need to stop believing that this is real
life.
Good
luck with that. It's just getting worse. All of these other social media sites coming up.
Oh, I feel, man. Like, I mean, I like to think, and I've seen this, a lot of people who will post those nice, beautiful posts, whether it's a, like a fitness thing, whether it's about like a mommy life, they will often enough post pictures of what the behind the scenes look like too. It's like, in order to get this amazing picture, this is what you're not seeing. Or yeah, they'll write sometimes. Out, like, even, like, I've seen gals who, like, left abusive relationships. Like, here's our engagement picture. What you don't, you see us smiling and loving each other. What you don't see is the argument we went into. We got into, like, you know, before this, like, literally seconds before this. And then we smiled and took the picture. So more people are revealing it. Or even, like, the social media, like, people who do a lot of, like, the fitness or, like, sexy pictures and stuff. They'll show, like, how they pose and how they look really fit and thin. And then they'll just take
relax.
A deep relax and they're like, look, I'm fit and I'm healthy and I'm skinny, but I still got rolls, I still got stretch marks. And I love that there's now this openness about it, this vulnerability, and people are appreciating it though. So I'm hoping, I have hope. I'm not saying it won't get better or that it's gonna get better, but I have hope that it won't get too much worse. This is me being hopeful, like that. People are starting to see this, and they're getting on. Some people love it. Some people want to mimic the aesthetic, and if that's the life you want to do, cool, good on you. Do whatever you want.
Cool.
But you gotta understand when it doesn't fit for everyone else. It's not 100% attainable. It's so hard to make yourself perfect 100% of the time.
Apparently, it was attainable for this girl. But
not for
now
her husband.
Getting a divorce.
Like, turn that into an aesthetic.
Yikes.
Yeah. But if you had to pick, like, what, like, let's say money wasn't an object or anything, and you were going to make an aesthetic for yourself. I'm not saying, like, the picture-perfect aesthetic, but your world, like, your life. Because I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've come to the phrase for me.
Oh.
Like, if I can, like, one day I want to buy another house, like, get a new house, and I want it to be.
You're
like,
already thinking about that, oh, Lord.
Yeah, like, down the line, and I want a, what's it called, like, kind of cottagey vibe to it, like a cabin vibe, I should say, where it's in the woods. Like, I want.
Okay, so cabin, not because when I think of cottage, I think of like a beach cottage.
Oh, okay. No, I think of, when I think of cottage, I think of like fairy cottage in the woods.
Okay, so cabiny. Okay,
cabiny like vibe,
dark woodsy kind of vibe.
I don't want a lot of neighbor. I don't want any neighbors nearby. I want to have my own space. But it's like goth cottage core is like the vibes.
Ooh.
Cottage core to have like that like foresty fairy vibe to it.
That'd
but
be
like
cool.
A lot more of my goth vibes to it. So that is my hopeful one day house aesthetic.
What color? Is it black?
Nah.
Or is it dark brown?
No, I was thinking like there's different types of, it's cottagey on the inside, but the outside there's different versions you can do. So you can do kind of like a stone, you can do wood, so maybe like a dark blue, but I'm not sure yet. Depends on the style.
That'd be sick.
Depends on the style of house, but yeah.
I have no idea. I guess because I don't really, I fantasize like about having a house with my future husband, you know, with like kids' rooms and stuff like that. I've never really, especially now because prices are ridiculous, but I've never like fantasized like what, you know, kind of house I would
or like
have.
See, I always think like if like money wasn't an object and I could have that house, like I would love like a library with like one of those.
What? You nerd!
With the ladders, like from Beauty and the Beast. That
and
is
like
the
hella
dream.
Books and stuff.
Like it'd be a lot of books and comic books. Like I love reading poetry. Like I want a whole thing of comic books. Oh, it would be awesome.
But, yeah, no, mine would definitely not have a library, I can tell you that much.
But I think I would also want a jacuzzi outside.
I was gonna say I'd probably want well, I guess it depends if we live here or not, but like a really cool backyard, like a dope ass pool, a dope jacuzzi, maybe like an outside living room with like a TV.
Ooh,
in my
like
perfect
that.
Mind, we'd be able to like host all the time.
Like the ultimate barbecue and pool parties.
Yeah, watch like the Seahawks or whatever football team, you know, all the, you know, I think that would be really cool. But like inside, dang, I don't know. I mean, of course, I love bowling. We should put a bowling alley in that bitch. Maybe like a whole little movie theater. I'd obviously have to have a workout room. Man, what I mean, see, J-Rubs needs his little man cave, of course. Oh, I got to have a dance room. I got to put a stripper pole up in there. Got to have the stripper pole back. So that's good. Okay,
you should have like a whole basement that's like your workout slash like stripper room.
Ooh, it'd be like a club, like a little, oh, a bar. We need a bar and a DJ area.
I'm trying to convince.
I gotta find a DJ.
Trying to convince my best friend. She has this greenhouse in the back of her house, but she's gonna get rid of it. I'm like, man, you should have turned that into your she shed or a bar, like
her she shed.
But like a I've seen some people make like bar out of their old like pool houses and stuff.
I see that too, and sometimes they put like a TV in them and everything.
Like, that's awesome. We should do that. But she's
but see, you gotta like if you're gonna do all that work. I mean, same with my little fantasy here. Like, you have to be cool and want to host,
right?
A lot. Or it's just kind of a waste of space, you know?
With that kind of stuff, definitely.
Yeah. I guess I'm getting like a mansion. I guess what I'm describing is like a full on, like, big, hella rooms, hella space mansion. Elevator, maybe. Maybe we'll do golf carts to like go around. Maybe outside.
Like, if I won the lottery, I definitely would want to buy like acres and acres and acres of land and build my own like neighborhood with my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not want to be that close to my friends.
No, there would be a good amount of space between houses, though. So
yeah,
we could definitely.
I don't even want to be like, you could drive by and see if you're home or not. Hell no. Yeah, if I say I'm not home, y'all better not be driving by to see if my car is in the driveway. No, I love my friends. I love them, but I'm cool with like 10, 20 minute drive. I'll see you when I see you. Because if we're all so close. No, I need my privacy too. I'm a very open social person, but then I'm also like, I need my me time.
We need to like hide your house in that whole complex then.
Just having you gotta know like a secret password. It's gonna be like a speakeasy, but my house. That'd be sick. Wow.
You're funny.
But then I'm also like, I don't really want that. Like, I would never see my husband if we had this big of a house. You know, like,
you just
I'm
need
so
to have
clingy.
A teeny tiny house.
Yeah, because then we'll have to like walkie talk each other or call each other and be like, hey, where are you? I'm on this side. No, I need you with me all the time.
See, do you ever think of like how you would want to decorate like your kids' rooms, like before they're old enough to decide what they want?
Yeah, I'm still like in that my 30-year-old self. I do not think I should even have a house, because if you see the downstairs where J-Rubs and I live, because I love knickknacks, I love tchotchkes, as my man says. There's probably 30 to 40 gnomes in my downstairs, just my downstairs. If I had a whole house, could you imagine? Like, one of my friends just bought this beautiful, beautiful, I call it a mansion house, but it's gorgeous. And she decorated it like an adult, like a straight up. It's beautiful. It looks like this could be a staged, but that's just her aesthetic. And right. I'm like, dude, if I had all of this space, could we imagine?
I feel like you need to do what I did. So my mom gave me a china cabinet she's had basically for 30 some years. And my aunt had it for like 50 years or some crap. So it's old. And I actually recently refinished it and painted it. And
I was going to say, is it worth anything?
I mean, I don't know. But she used to keep her like wedding china in there and like any kind of tchotchke, like when we were kids, and we'd make her a little something, you know, and she would put it in there. Or like when we gift them like a mug when we were little, she would always keep them in there. But she's like, I don't want this anymore. It's too big. It's annoying. So I ended up taking it and I keep all my nerdy stuff in there because I don't know where to put it. So I have all my Funkos in there. I've had many people, like some I bought.
See, girl, you don't need a house either. This is what happens, is like we take what our bedroom was in high school and just put it in a whole house.
But I put it in a china cabinet and I added lights on the inside. I painted it. So it looks really cool. So that's
not fancy, though. Funkos aren't fancy.
The china cabinet is when you don't look inside. But honestly, though, every time people walk in, they think it's awesome and funny because us millennial, who the hell has china cabinets? Like, I mean, who has
my friend who just bought this big, beautiful house? Like, she probably does.
There's adults and then there's adults. And I feel like we're kind of the adults. Like, legally, we're adults. Like, we pay our bills. We do our thing.
This bitch ain't even 30. She's an adult.
Which friend is this?
the one who I was really hoping my brother would marry.
Oh.
But
oh, yeah, she just got engaged.
She is now engaged.
Yeah, I like her.
And I do, too.
She's gorgeous, but she's always seemed like...
She got it together?
Yes. Like, I've known her for a while because, like, when I used to host parties, when I lived in Seattle, we would host parties all the time in our townhouses. And so I, you know, Sarah, bring your friends.
Hey.
And so that's how we've gotten to meet and get to know these people. And they're a lot of fun. So that friend in general, like, she's always had her crap together. She's always been a lot of fun. But she was always, yeah,
see,
like...
She deserves that house, man.
She like, so having that, like, she's an adult.
And then there's us.
And there's us. But I'm like
Funkos and gnomes.
I'm like, I got like I can we can get you when you get your own house, we'll get you like a shelf specific, like really fancy adult.
Yeah, I don't need a china cabinet because if I have ragers at my house, that is gonna get broken real quick. So let's get real.
Yeah, we'll get you some pretty like nice cabinets with like the glass, like the ones that are high up.
Plastic. I don't need no glass.
I mean, it's high up. How crazy are people going to get? Plus, you're going to have your downstairs dance
Girl,
room.
I'm used to dancing on top of bars. I would dance on top of my countertop for sure.
But we're having you're having that big fancy mansion house, and the downstairs the dance area. Remember?
Oh, right. We're pretending that I'm actually going to get this mansion. I forgot. Okay.
So you can have glass shelves with your knickknacks and tchotchkes.
All right, where can I my tchotchkes? Where I can I get my my mansion? Maybe Kansas? I don't know why I think of Kansas, but I think Kansas has cheaper rent than here.
I'm sure it does. Although I think my old roommate, her husband's from there, and when they go to visit, she's like, there is nothing to do.
Well, maybe there'll be something to do with my mansion.
Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio, I always see. So I follow these pages on Facebook for funsies. There's two different ones. There's like Zillow Gone Wild and then like For the Love of Old Houses. And
Zillow Gone Wild, I love that.
Yeah, so the Love of Old Houses has like those really cute old style houses. And those are fun to look at. But sometimes like the Zillow Gone Wild will show you like, oh, that house looks pretty normal, whatever, okay. But then you see the prices on like some of these mansions. It's like, oh yeah, this is $200,000 for a mansion. And like 2.5 acres.
Yeah, where are we going? Is it Ohio?
Probably Ohio or like Indiana, Alabama. Yeah, I think I'm
all right.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I'll just keep dreaming.
Yeah. Well, I would just live in I would never leave if my house was like that anyway.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I guess
yeah, but then I'd have no friends. So
yeah, you'd have to fly to all your friends.
I would go crazy. Well, I'd have so much money to spare,
right?
That I could fly to all my friends.
Oh my god! But I want to know about you guys. If you were dating somebody who was a quote unquote influencer, like how would you feel about that? Do you think you could be in a relationship with somebody like that, especially if they had to have everything 100% perfect? Or have you ever considered that for yourself? Like I've seen some people who post stuff. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's pretty cool. You should be an influencer.
it's like, easier said than done, Vicky. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, it is. I used to think I was cool. I'm like, I got 7,000 followers on Instagram. And then...
Girl, you are cool. You just got to post more.
I know. I gotta
You're busy
have
posting other stuff.
I yeah, I gotta have better hair days. I'm like, I've been looking like.
That's why you got those wigs.
Yeah. Anywho, but I want to know: would you be able to date somebody like this as
or
well?
Or would you divorce their ass?
And do you have an aesthetic? And what's your dream like house? Money knows is no object. What would your dream place be like? Mine's very goth, you know, goth cottage core. Sarah's like a party mansion.
Yeah, it is. Woo!
But let us know and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.